Okay, Wednesday 9:24. We're going to look at the parables of Jesus, part 3. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. Alright, let's start with verse 1 there. And he began, in the previous teachings, my point of bringing the parables of Jesus is Jesus taught about the kingdom. He taught about the kingdom. So that's the focus of these. All these parables have to do with the kingdom and kingdom operation. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched, because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, some 100. He said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they were there about him with the 12 ask of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Not many in the body of Christ see what this parable is really about. It's not about getting things. All right, 12, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Now he's going to explain to them the parable. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable, and how then will ye know all parables? Well, all the parables were about the kingdom, all of them. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward. When affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. That's the word I want to hone in on today. This and the Strong's mean to scandalize. In the vines, scandalizo, to stumble or cause to stumble. It means to literally put a stumbling block in the way. It's Satan's tool to cause you to fall, right? The mystery of the kingdom's revealed. It's Satan's objective. This is all about a harvest. Jesus is Lord of the harvest. And these parables, a lot of them are about the harvest. So this one right here is specifically about the harvest. And it's not about faith for things, as we've been taught. That's what it's been used for, I'm telling you. I never knew this until the Lord began to show me this is not about getting things. This is about the operation of the kingdom of God and how Satan targets these different people in these different conditions to cause them to stumble and fall so that they never make it to the harvest. In other words, they shipwreck, fall by the wayside. Let's keep going, you'll see it. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. Jesus told Peter this. This is Matthew chapter 16. Starting with 21 there. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. You do realize without him there is no kingdom coming, right? Yeah. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Now this parable is talking about sound. He's talking about his doctrine about the mysteries of the kingdom. This is part of one of those mysteries of the kingdom. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. Peter's narrative was an offense. It went totally against Jesus' message. It's totally against what he came to do. He came to bring the kingdom. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? I don't think this parable has been taught the true message of what it really means. We've used it as faith, as a faith thing to get things. Right here. What profit is it if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? All right, let's keep going here. We see apostasy today like never before. Most people will not exert any labor towards getting to know the secrets, finding that pearl of great price, and taking advantage of that. That's what the kingdom is about. It's about seeking God and His righteousness, His way. The Amplified says His way of doing and being right. That's what these parables were about. It was about the mystery of the kingdom. People get offended at the least little thing and they will leave the will of God and ruin their whole lives over some silly something somebody said. Or they don't like certain people. They will. They will flat flee and miss the will of God and never come back. They are offended. All right, 2 Thessalonians. Jesus' parables were not about getting things. His parables were about the kingdom of God, the mystery of the kingdom of God, and trying to get his disciples to believe him like Peter. No, they were shocked at what happened. He'd been telling them for 3 years, this is what I'm headed to. Oh, no, no. Yes, yes. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's another kind of a word for offense, right there, a falling away. People are falling away. They're leaving Christianity. It's antiquated, and there's no purpose in it. Well, you know, it's because of the way they've been taught and what they've been taught. They had no root in themselves. So they become offended and they fall away. This is the Antichrist agenda. That's his counter. If he can get the word out of you, he's accomplished his mission. He comes to steal the word. According to the parable of the sower, it caused them to not fulfill their part in the harvest. Each will give an account to the Lord of the harvest. Well, aren't most of the parables about kind of a accountability? Well, I gave you this. What did you do with it? Well, Lord, I used my faith and got houses and cars and all these things. He said, what did you do with what I told you to do? Let's read on. Right here, 26. Go back to Mark 4. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, if a man should cast seed into the ground. And that was sowing seeds about us to get a harvest, right? And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn of the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. This sowing is not sowing for things, it's sowing for souls. Sowing for souls. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. See, they were given privy to things that the rest of the group wasn't. Not at this time, anyway. All right, let's keep going here. Jesus said to pray this. This is Matthew chapter 9. This is 37. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Right here. And Jesus went about, this is 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Should we be so consumed with our faith life that we're getting what we've asked God for that we don't even pay attention to this? I'm telling you, this has been taken out of a context, I believe, in my opinion. We're to not to take a thought about what we're going to eat, drink, and wear. We're to go to the Heavenly Father in secret, and He'll reward you openly. I'm not saying don't use your faith. Don't get me wrong. But this is about the harvest. Look at the condition of our world. It's the worst it's ever been. People in the worst, sorry shape than they've ever been. And nobody wants to hear the word. Not in it, us excluded. I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about people of the world. They've cast it off. Many have been offended. All right, let's keep going here. The harvest about souls, not things. The harvest is the end. The harvest is the end. The harvest is here. I mean, we're close. I mean, I know, you know, I want to be led by the Spirit. And people just are so, I don't even know how to describe it. They don't know the even the most simplest things about Christianity or anything. They know their staunch church they go to and what they believe in their doctrines, but they know nothing about the kingdom of God and the things of the Spirit, nothing. And if you try to talk to them, some people, that's why you got to be led by the Spirit, because you don't cast your pearl before swine, because our earth has been overrun with apostasy. That is vacating. Let me write that right here, apostasy. Did I read that to y'all? Well, I didn't write it down. It's turning away from what's godly and embracing what's not. That's what apostasy is. It's turning away from the faith. Like the Word says in the last days, that's what they're going to do. But that does not mean because it's the last days that we give up and we don't do it. Like I said, I'm not telling you to go beat everybody over the head with your Bible and all of those things. I'm just asking you to have more of a, in your mind, Lord, how can I be a partaker in your harvest today and help someone, lead me to the right people, instead of always concerned about me and mine and all that I need and all that I want. You know, I'm convinced if you just do what he tells you to do, you can't help but be prosperous. That's just the way it kind of goes together. But when you get that in the forefront and the people are dying all around you, that's wrong. And for the parable of the sower, that has to do with this harvest I'm talking about. Okay, let's keep going here. Matthew 13. Right here, verse 10, the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven is not getting things. Boy, the faith teachers are going to love me, aren't they? I don't care. It's time for us to get serious. People are, if Jesus came right now, there wouldn't be very many make it. I know we want him to come, but there won't be very many make it. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. He shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. In other words, well, here's chapter 15. This is the reason for it. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their ears they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. There are those out there. That's why we have to let the Lord lead us. We need those divine appointments. Jesus didn't just go about just doing stuff, just to do stuff. He was led of the Spirit to do it. But verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Here it is in the Matthew account. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it. There's them anons again. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. I cannot tell you how many books I've given to people concerning healing, concerning the healing scriptures, on all kinds of areas. Sown a lot of word. Did they really read it? I've had a few that have. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and becometh unfruitful. People are just right now focused on how we're going to make our bills. How are we going to be able to pay our taxes? How are we going to buy food at the grocery store? How are we going to put clothes on the kids? They don't have time for God. Some are working 2, 3, 4 jobs, you know? But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let me see where I stop here. Let's keep going. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He saith unto them, my enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat into my barn. This is the harvest. How much infiltration has the devil done? Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. This is the kingdom he's talking about here, guys. And another parable he spake unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. This is the mystery of the kingdom. This is what the evil one has done. This is what he is doing. And that's why he needs workers into the harvest field to snatch them out. And these things Jesus spake unto the multitude in parables. Without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went to the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. I mean, these parables go on. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hidden in a field, which when a man hath found, he hideth it, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. That's the word of God. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew it to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which brought forth out of his treasure things new and old. So, you know, he was telling them about the kingdom. Why did he leave them a commission? Why was the commission left? Because this is the condition of the world. And he said, you go and you make as many disciples as you can. You go into every nation. Every nation. All right. The harvest of souls is not the harvest of things. And all these parables are about the same thing. It's about the kingdom of God and its operation. It's about what Jesus did and how to snatch these people out of the fire, as relayed by the Spirit. All right, Revelation 14. The devil has blinded them. He has stolen the word from them. All right. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. There's them people right there that I believe that God is using. The ones that when this all started, we woke up and we said, Lord, the hour is late. We've got to get to work. We've got to follow your plan. We're losing our world. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. This is the harvest. Babylon's going down. Our systems are crumbling all around us. All of them are coming down. God's people are standing, 144,000. That's the New Jerusalem. That's the Christians that have heard his voice and they have arisen to the trumpet call saying it's the last hour. We've got to get busy doing what the Master says do before that harvest. Because once that's there, there's no more hope. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image and whoever received the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. This is harvest. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in the sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrusting his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. The winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. All right, I'm going to read you one more scripture and we're going to be done. Romans chapter 16. This is where our focus needs to be. God will take care of us, and he will take care of our needs. But we got to seek first the kingdom of God. First. 16, 17, and 18. Now beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. All right. We've got to get in God's will and stay there and not allow ourselves to become offended. And stay on track and let the Holy Spirit lead us to whoever we can help snatch out of the fire, because we're close. I really believe it. I guess we'll see, right? All right. Your life may depend.